This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday, the 20th of April. The general synopsis at 1800. High southeast Iceland, 1029. Expected north of southeast Iceland, 1039 by 1800 on Monday. A new low expected Trafalgar, 1000 by the same time. Low Viking, 1019, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Southwest Viking, cyclonic 4, becoming southeasterly 4 to 6, backing northeasterly 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Northeast Viking, north Utsira, easterly becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly 4 later. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. South Utsira, southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, backing northerly 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty. Northwest becoming cyclonic, then east later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in 40s, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. 4th, Tyne, variable 2 to 4, becoming east 3 to 5 later, showers, moderate or good. Dogger, northwest veering northeast 3 to 5, occasional rain, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bite, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northeast 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, north or northwest veering northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Humber, showers, moderate or good. Dover, northeast 4 or 5, showers, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. East or northeast 4 to 6, fog patches in South Biscay, good, occasionally very poor in South Biscay. Trafalgar, cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later, thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southwest Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 4 to 6 later, thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northeast Fitzroy, Seoul, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, showers, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, east 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Fastnet, fair, good. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming east 3 to 5 later, showers, good. Shannon, Rockall, southeast backing east or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, east or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Hebrides and Bailey, showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, north veering east or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 3 to 5 in southeast, variable 2 to 4 in northwest, fair, good. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north by west 3, 16 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Stornoway, northwest by west 2, 24 miles, 1028, now falling. Lerwick, north-northwest 3, recent drizzle, 14 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, northwest 3, 12 miles, 1025, now falling. Aberdeen, west by north 3, 22 miles, 1026, now falling. Lucas, north by west 2, 16 miles, 1026, rising more slowly. Boomer, south-southwest 1, 19 miles, 1025, now falling. Bridlington, northwest 2, 1,025, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 4, 11 miles, 1,024. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast 4, 5 miles, 1,024. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, north northeast 3, 1,023, now falling. Jersey, northeast 3, 22 miles, 1,023, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north by east 3, 1,023. Scilly Automatic, east northeast 3, 11 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Milford Haven, northeast by north 2, 24 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Aberporth, northeast by east 2, 19 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Valley, north northeast 1, 16 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, north by west 1, 19 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Valencia, east 3, 24 miles, 1,024, steady. Ronald's Way, north northwest 2, 24 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Malin Head, northeast 2, 5 miles, 1,027, steady. Macrihanish Automatic, southeast by south 1, 27 miles, 1,026, steady. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure over the Irish Sea will decline as an easterly flow becomes established across the United Kingdom. Light or moderate winds for most areas on Monday will then strengthen, becoming fresh to strong, especially in the south on Tuesday. Some showers are expected, mainly for eastern waters, but otherwise mainly fair conditions will dominate. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwest 4 or 5, veering east 3 to 5. Occasionally rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwesterly 4 or 5, at first in north, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 3 or less, becoming east 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or northeast 2 to 4. Showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 3 or less, becoming northeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times later. Showers, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bell. Easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly for a time, near shore in west, 3 to 5. Showers in east, good. Selsey Bell to Lyme Regis. East or northeast, veering southeast for a time, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeast, 2 to 4, veering east, 4 to 6, fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, except in far south, mainly fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming east 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, becoming east 4 or 5 later. Showers later, good. Isle of Man, variable 3 or less, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Loch, variable mainly north 2 to 4, becoming east 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly or northwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, then easterly 3 to 5 later. Showers later, good. Mull of Kintyre to Arnamurkin Point. Northerly or northeasterly, becoming variable for a time in east 2 to 4. Showers later, good. Occasionally moderate later. Arnamurkin Point to Cape Wrath. Northerly or northeasterly, veering easterly later, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 later in north. Showers, good. Occasionally moderate later. Shetland Isles. North, veering east or southeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional rain or showers, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us for tonight as well. My name is Vijay Ellis. Thank you so much for your company. Have a good night.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Janat Jalil. President Trump says the US has seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship that was trying to get past an American naval blockade. Our correspondent in Tehran speaks to a senior lawmaker.
Today, America is the world's biggest pirate. Today, Iran is a free country.
Oh,
it is very free.
State media in Iran says it has no plans currently to join senior US officials for another round of peace talks in Pakistan. In other news, a gunman kills 8 children aged from 1 to 14 years old in the US state of Louisiana. And?
It's in DNA, literally. Something in me is like, get to know him. And then there's some part of me which is like, he doesn't care. He was never here for you.
How DNA databases are being used to help young Kenyans to identify the British soldiers who got their mothers pregnant and then disappeared. That's after this bulletin.
BBC News with Linda Hardy. President Trump says the US Navy has seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship in the Gulf of Oman as it was trying to get past America's naval blockade. He said a US-guided missile destroyer gave fair warning to the ship to stop and when it refused, blew a hole in its engine room. US Central Command said the crew had failed to comply with repeated warnings over a six-hour period. Simi Jola Osho has more from Washington.
This comes as representatives from the US are set to be in Islamabad tomorrow evening to continue negotiations with Iran. President Trump repeated his threat to target Iran's civilian infrastructure. He said the US is offering what he called a fair and reasonable deal, and that if Iran doesn't take it, he would knock out every power plant and bridge in Iran, describing it as his honor to do what has to be done.
Iranian state media say Tehran's negotiations